flip our conversation over to the township entrepreneur. Yeah. Some people might find that term even demeaning if you say this person is a township entrepreneur. Should we be calling people who are entrepreneurs in the township, township entrepreneurs? And why is it important to call them that?
So I like that. You know, years ago I got a question, but why isn't it just entrepreneurship? Mm. Why is it township entrepreneur? You know, entrepreneurship is entrepreneurship. Mm. You know, entrepreneurship, you know, is not entrepreneurship. And I said to them, I'll keep calling it township entrepreneurship up until it's all equal. At the moment, it's not.
Yeah.
At the time I was saying this, you know, you throw anyone in any part of Sandton, you know, within a 30-kilometer radius, there's either a co-working space, there's an incubator, there's a prosperator, they're able to access support. You throw anyone in Mamelodi or in a Tembisa, there's no hubs of economic development.
Yes.
Which means that the moment, if I need to move my idea from sort of concept or even concept to ideation to an actual prototype, I can't. I need to get onto 3 or 4 taxis.
Yes.
That's why we say township. It's township for me because when even at the success of my business, I remember 7 years ago, I'm in the printing business. You know, we had subscribed with one courier company and sent them quite a substantial amount of money. So what they used to do then, they'd send you vouchers for whatever parcels you'd send out. So we've now invested in all these parcels, want to deliver stuff to our clients. And then we are met with, no, sorry, sir, we can't render the service to you because you are the only one in that township. And as a result, it's going to take us 4 days to come pick up. And we can't confirm because it's a risky part of the country.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So for me, that's why up until we then create an enabling environment with hubs of economic development, there and only then, for me, will it just be entrepreneurship in general.
Yeah.
But I use that to then remind that there is a certain space that has been segregated, mm-hmm. and we then need resources. Although now it's easier for an entrepreneur to connect. And you know what I used to say years ago is that my biggest competition is I could be rendering the exact same service with an entrepreneur who's out in Rosebank, but he's always going to out me purely because I've got lack of connectivity and infrastructure that, you know, slows me down in my delivery. But through my entrepreneurial resilience, I guess I'm going to win at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say that in building in the infrastructure, we need to make it easy for everyone at the end of the day, because the entrepreneurship is a journey that will pick out the resilient ones.
Yeah.
But also through South Africa's landscape, they are the ones who could have the opportunity to be as resilient, but they don't have the opportunities available for them to then develop and grow. And this conversation goes beyond just saying, if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, you'll push as hard as you can and you'll get opportunities. You will start your business, you will push, you'll be inspired. But there are doors that are not opened by inspiration.